The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the October 20, 2025 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. Today's first article, General Hospital Spoilers, That Woman is Hiding Something, by Michelle Parkerton. The accused, according to the General Hospital Spoilers promo for the week of October 20th, is going to be a thrilling one in Port Charles. The action begins with Michael defending himself to his big brother and police detective Dante about Willow's arrest. You think I framed Willow, Michael Cooley states, as the video flashes to his ex-wife. Back on the scene between Dante and Michael, Detective Falconeri questions, did you? Is Dante just going off a hunch, or does he have evidence to support his theory? The teasers next show Nina at her arraignment with Nathan in the courtroom gallery behind her. Nina stands up from the defendant's table as the judge asks, Miss Reeves, how do you plead? Whatever it is that Nina says to the judge concerns her daughter, because the promo then shows the other side of the courtroom, where Willow is in tears and Drew, standing behind his partner in a show of support, is furious. Nina, you, the congressman bellows, will Nina throw her daughter under the bus to save herself? The walls are closing in. Next, the teasers go to Ronnie and Tracy, who is out to prove to everyone that Monica's sudden sister is a con woman. In a voiceover, Tracy is heard saying, that woman is hiding something. As the camera focuses on Ronnie, who appears uneasy, Tracy, who looks quite smug, and Brooke Lynn, who turns to her grandmother with a troubled expression on her face, get out, Ronnie roars, presumably throwing someone out of the house that Monica gave to her. Has she had enough of Tracy's antics? If so, will she allow the rest of the Quartermains to stay? Finally, Valentin gets an unexpected visitor at Steinmauer. I was not expecting to see you, he professes as he sits down opposite a woman at the visitor's table. Does Anna fly to Switzerland to see her ex so she can question him regarding her theory about Caesar Faison? Or does someone else make the trip to the High Max prison to see Valentin? See it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think's going to happen in the comments section, and be sure to check out the first look photos for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including General Hospital. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, the bold and beautiful spoilers. Steffi comes home to some shocking news by Chris Eads. The future is uncertain in the bold and beautiful spoilers for the week of October the 20th. Brooke and Deacon offer Hope some advice. Poppy's visit leaves Luna stunned, and Stephanie comes home to Finn, only to walk straight into a waking nightmare. Last chance at love? It's rare that Hope's parents are on the same page about anything, but Brooke has made no secret of the fact that she wants her daughter to reunite with Liam, and Deacon wholeheartedly agrees. Open your heart up to Liam, he urges. Don't let him get away again. Hope seems uncertain, but given that she's already broken off her engagement to Carter, might she be ready to give a relationship with Liam another go-round? Knowing how Liam feels about her, it's not really that risky of a move. On the same side, Poppy was horrified by her daughter's actions as she murdered two men, kidnapped Steffi, then shot Sheila and Liam while trying to kill Steffi again. When told that Luna had died in the shootout, Poppy didn't seem to grieve her child, and when she recently learned that Luna was actually alive, she was decidedly upset. So it comes as a bit of a shock to Luna when her mother comes to visit her in prison, and even more so is what Poppy has to say. You got knocked up by a billionaire son, she smiles. Well played. But is Poppy genuinely impressed with her daughter or just taunting her? Worst homecoming ever. Finn is delighted when Steffi comes home with the kids and Kelly and Hayes rush into their father's welcoming arms. They're so happy to see you, she remarks. However, their warm reunion eventually takes a dark turn when Finn finally breaks the bad news to his wife. This is going to be a shock, he says, trying to prepare her for the worst. Nervous, Steffi asks, what is it? And she's absolutely floored when Finn reveals Luna's alive. Shaking, Steffi falls into her husband's comforting embrace as she tries to process that the woman who has tried to kill her on more than one occasion is still among the living. Luna is still behind bars right now, but who knows how long that will last. Can Steffi ever, ever feel safe again? Share your thoughts, opinions, and predictions about what's next on The Bold and Beautiful. Be sure to check out the Spoilers Gallery for the sneak peek at what's coming up on all of the soaps. In our next story today, the TuneIn Alert, the Young and Restless Spoilers Gallery for October the 20th, Love and Friendship by Diane Brunstein. On Monday, the 20th episode of The Young and Restless, the teasers preview that Nate receives a surprise invitation. Also, Christine's bachelorette party takes an unexpected turn. And finally, Phyllis plots her revenge. In our next story today, the TuneIn Alert, The Young and Restless Spoilers, Is This a Private Party or Can Anyone Join? By Diane Brunstein. Sneaky moves. Things are heating up in the Young and Restless Spoilers for the week of October the 20th. Kyle is still in Los Angeles and spies Holden talking with Sienna, discreetly in the corner of the rooftop eatery where she previously saw Claire. What are you doing? Claire asks Kyle, having some come up behind him as he watches Holden. Kyle smugly turns around to face his former girlfriend and asks, the more important question is, what is Holden doing? And who is he doing it with? How will Claire react to Kyle's question? Sour grapes. Phyllis crashes the bachelorette party being thrown for Christine at the Jazz Lounge. The women are caught off guard. So sweet. Not a dry eye in the house, Phyllis says as she enters the room filled with joy, obviously bitter to be on the outside looking in. In attendance, drinking champagne are Lauren, Tracy, Diane, Victoria, and Abby. What are you doing here? Christine asks, obviously displeased to see her rival interrupting her special party. Determined to cause trouble, Phyllis snaps, is this a private party or can anyone join? What will the woman do next? Kiss off. Tessa, heartbroken by her wife Mariah, struggles to make it up the stairs. She's stumbling as Daniel tries to help her. Whoa, whoa, I got you, Daniel tells her music tutor. As they come to a stop, they suddenly kiss. Get a sneak peek at some of the drama coming up this week on The Young and Restless in the videos and the previews, and share your own predictions of what's coming up in the comments section. And don't forget to check out the Spoilers Gallery for a look at what's next on all of the soaps for the week of October the 20th. In our next story today, the TuneIn Alert, Beyond the Gate Spoilers, I Don't Know Where This Leaves Us, by Diane Brunstein. The end, the action in the Beyond the Gate Spoilers for the week of October the 20th, opens at Orphee Gein's, where Nicole and Ted are discussing the end of their marriage. That chapter of our lives is closed, she says, as the two are seen embracing. The look on Nicole's face shows that this is more difficult than she has been letting on. Irreconcilable differences. A topless Jacob talks with Naomi about her surprise pregnancy. There is a fundamental difference in what we both want out of our lives, and I don't know where this leaves us, Naomi tells her husband, emotional because they are no longer on the same page about expanding their family. Could this be the end of their marriage? Getting a clue. At Uptown, Vanessa and Danny spot a man they both know talking to Haley at the bar. It's Randy, but they have no idea he's actually Haley's cousin and partner in crime. Talk about a coincidence. I know him too, Vanessa tells her. At the same time, they say his name, only Vanessa calls him Randy, and Danny knows him as Sammy. They shoot each other a look when they realize they know him by different names. Vanessa must confide in Joey because he confronts his employee. You want to explain what you're up to with Bill Hamilton's wife? A beginning? Ava is also at Uptown, and she runs into a handsome stranger. I'm Ava, she tells him. Isaiah, he says as he stands up to greet her. She joins him at the table. She rests her chin in her hands, and she says, well, maybe I'll see you at one of those hot spots. He seems intrigued as he tells her, maybe you will. See it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. And be sure to check out our spoilers gallery for a look at what's next on all of the soaps for the week of October the 20th, including Beyond the Gates. In our next story today, the tune-in alert for the days of our lives, We Just Want You to Tell Us the Truth, by Diane Brunstein. Liar, Liar, the action in this Days of Our Lives spoilers for the week of October the 20th begins at the Caracas Mansion as Maggie drops a truth bomb about Xander's big secret to her daughter Sarah. He's been lying to you, Maggie says. Xander tries to interrupt and says, Sarah, but Sarah talks over him and almost begs, tell me that you didn't attack Philip. To his credit, Xander doesn't try to talk his way out of it. I can't do that. If you just, but Sarah talks over him to say, get out of this house. They have just reconciled, and is this really the end of their love? Confrontation. Alex and Stephanie run into Jeremy in the Horton Town Square, where Alex decides to stick up for the woman he loves. You've got some nerve, Horton, Alex tells Stephanie's ex. Excuse me? Jeremy asks. You know what you did? Alex snaps. Stephanie doesn't want any trouble and interrupts when she says, Alex, he's not worth it. Exposed, all of those affected by Sophia's lies converge at the Brady pub when she's brought in. Brady and Steve follow her as the attacks begin from all sides. First, it's Holly, who asks, is it the truth? Tate's not the father? Someone else says, admit it. Tate, why wouldn't you just tell me? Brady chimes in, you've been lying to my son. Chanel, who is there with Johnny, begs as she says, we just want you to tell us the truth. It's too much for Sophia. I can't, she says as she collapses. Another voice calls out, Sophia, Sophia, can you hear me? See it all for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section. And be sure to check out the spoilers gallery for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including Days of Our Lives. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, the episode guide for GH, Young and Restless, Bold and Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, and Beyond the Gate, for the week of October the 20th, by Michelle Parkerton. From Beyond the Gates, on Monday the 20th, Vernon is keeping secrets from Anita. Danny's parents have a tense sit-down with her and Andre, and Nicole is caught off guard by a romantic gesture. Leslie is riding high, and Ava realizes her mama is up to no good again. Bill ends his pursuit of one mystery, but then another one presents itself on Tuesday, October the 21st. Naomi fears she and Jacob may have hit a tipping point in their marriage, and Haley enacts a new plan to get what her heart truly desires. On Wednesday, October the 22nd, after an unpleasant encounter with Leslie, Nicole delivers an apology to Anita. Vanessa has a challenge for Joey, and sparks fly when Ava meets a strikingly handsome newcomer. Kat is consumed with guilt after a passionate night with Thomas on Thursday, October the 23rd, leaves him in a great deal of pain. Smitty and Martin bask in their new normal. June doles out advice to Tyrell, and Haley embarks on a lucrative fact-finding mission. On Friday, October the 24th, Danny has an update for Ridge Forrester. Joey has a twisted yet interesting proposition for one of the Duprees. Donnell and Vanessa clash over his future. And Jacob has a startling run-in with Chelsea, takes matters into her own hands. From The Bold and Beautiful, on Monday the 20th, episode of The Bold and Beautiful, Steffi, Kelly, and Hayes surprise Finn with their return to Los Angeles, and Poppy assures Luna that Bill will not bail her out this time. Steffi is determined not to allow Luna to use her pregnancy as a way to get out of prison on Tuesday the 21st, while Bill assures Katie and Will that the custody case should be a slam dunk. On Wednesday, October the 22nd, Sheila pleads with Deacon not to shut her out, and Deke wonders why Remy doesn't want his name mentioned at Forrester. As Electra comes to a realization about Will and Luna on Thursday, October the 23rd, Taylor counsels Deacon about his marriage to Sheila. On Friday, October the 24th, Bill tells Liam, Will, and Katie that what Luna did is on purpose, and Daphne inquires about Carter's relationship with Hope. From The Days of Our Lives, on Monday, October the 20th, Steve and Brady are on the hunt to track down Sophia, while Javi and Leo have concerns about the foster son, Tesoro. Xander has some questions for Philip on Tuesday the 21st, and Sarah checks in with Marlena. As EJ and Chad have a discussion about struggles the DeMira family has faced, Stephanie and Alex make plans for the future on Wednesday, October the 22nd. The return of Rachel's memory has Marlena worried on Thursday the 23rd, while Holly and Ari must face consequences for the fire that happened in their dorm room. And on Friday the 24th, Johnny and Chanel share their fears as Sarah makes Xander tell her the truth. From General Hospital, on Monday, October the 20th, Nina and Willow's arrangements take a shocking turn. Brooklyn hosts a party. Jordan puts the pieces together. Michael makes a bold statement, and Carly gives Jack an out. Tracy's war with Ronnie escalates on Tuesday, October the 21st. Portia vents to Isaiah. Kai apologizes to Curtis. Alexis receives a tempting offer, and Lucas debates with Lulu. On Wednesday, October the 22nd, Valentin gets an unexpected visitor. Brennan meets with Jocelyn. Carly is given food for thought. Emma and Gio make a plan, and Tracy defends herself. Christina does some digging on Thursday, October the 23rd. Willow meets with her new attorney. Cody meets his new boss. Drew threatens legal action, and Chase is taken aback. On Friday, October the 24th, Jason offers support. Lulu and Nathan reconnect. Brooklyn gets bittersweet news, and Michael escalates his plan, and Drew finds a potential ally. And from The Young and Restless, on Monday, October the 20th, Nate receives a surprise invitation, and Cricket's bachelorette party takes an unexpected turn while Phyllis plots her revenge. Kane tries to make amends with Devin on Tuesday, October the 21st. Tessa makes a bold move, and Phyllis places a risky bet. On Wednesday, October the 22nd, Sharon and Nick worry about Noah's condition. Mariah is confronted by her past, and Daniel makes a tough decision. Nick meets Sienna on Thursday, October the 23rd. Phyllis catches Kane off guard, and Kyle digs for dirt on Holden. On Friday, October the 24th, Phyllis and Kane reach an understanding, and Kyle grills Sienna for intel, and Sally goes out on a limb for Audra. In our next story today, a flashback. Sammy and Eric were born on Days of Our Lives. The Abbotts mourn Dina on The Young and Restless, and more from October the 19th by Mara Levinsky. October the 19th was a memorable day in soap opera history, as twins Sammy Brady and Eric Brady were born on the Days of Our Lives. The Abbott family mourned the death of Dina Abbott on The Young and Restless. Lucy Coe vanished after seemingly being shot on the pier on General Hospital, and more. In 1984, Roman Brady and Marlena Evans Brady welcomed their twins, Samantha and Eric. Sammy was born first. She and her brother were the first set of twins born on the show. This was Roman's first go-around at parenthood, while Marlena had previously born a son, Don Jr., known as DJ, who tragically passed away from SIDS. The twins were raised primarily off-camera and returned to Salem as teenagers, Sammy in 1993 and Eric in 1997. In 1990, Macy Alexander and Thorne Forrester married for the first time on The Bold and Beautiful. Her mother, Sally Spectra, and stepfather, Clark Garrison, were in attendance alongside his family members, father Eric Forrester, mother Stephanie, and sister Felicia Forrester, and brother Ridge Forrester. The bride wore a gown designed by Clark, and given his family's reservations about the marriage, Thorne was delighted when they showed up at the church. In 1992, Jennifer and Jack Devereaux's daughter, Abigail, was born on Days of Our Lives. The parents-to-be were caught in a storm and forced to take shelter in a small cabin. Jennifer went into labor, but paramedics were unable to make it to the cabin in the inclement weather conditions, and the phone lines went dead. A panicked Jack realized that he would have to deliver the baby himself. They were overjoyed when the little Abigail safely made her debut. In our next story today, the latest, Daytime Emmys 2025. Inside the Winner's Circle with stars of General Hospital, Young and Restless, and more, by Mara Levinsky. The top prizes at the 2025 Daytime Emmys were won by several talented performers celebrating first-time victories, as well as veteran stars who were adding to an already robust collection of statuettes. Among them were Lisa Yamanda. Attitude. I am so grateful that Dinah had all of you around her when she died. I honestly believe she left this world feeling loved. Well, none of us can ask for anything more than that when our time comes. She left this earth feeling loved. In 2022 on General Hospital, Lucy Coe was at Pier 55 when she spotted someone and asked what they were doing there. The unknown individual raised a gun and fired several shots at Lucy. Anna Devane, who was nearby on Pier 47, heard the gunshots and took off running. She alerted the PCPD, and when they arrived at the pier, she found Lucy's shoe on the ground, but no sign of Lucy. Victor Cassadine arrived and claimed that he was there to meet Lucy. Anna was immediately suspicious, as she had been working with Lucy to take Victor down. Meanwhile, a woman was seen struggling to get to shore, and once she arrived there, she collapsed. As the storyline unfolded, drone footage showed that a woman who looked like Anna was the shooter, making her a suspect in Lucy's disappearance. In our next story today, the latest Daytime Emmys 2025. Inside the Winner's Circle with stars of General Hospital, The Young and Restless, and more, by Mara Levinsky. The top prizes at the 2025 Daytime Emmys were won by several talented performers celebrating first-time victories, as well as veteran stars who were adding to an already robust collection of statuettes. Among them were Lisa Yamada, who plays Luna on The Bold and Beautiful, who was the inaugural winner of the newest Emmy category, Outstanding Emerging Talent. Jonathan Jackson, who won his sixth Daytime Emmy for his work as Lucky on General Hospital, and Paul Toeffler, the Outstanding Lead Actor winner who plays Xander on Days of Our Lives, who heard his name called for the first time. Ailey Mills, who won the Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Guest Performance for her work as Heather Weber on General Hospital in 2023, duplicated her victory in the category this year. She began her speech by thanking my beautiful daughter, Avery Kristen Pohl, her fellow nominee in the category who played her on-screen offspring. Mills thanked executive producer Frank Valenti and the writers as well as the crew, who she described as the family, the village that supports us. She thanked God and observed that we're living in really dark times, so we've just got to keep our spirits high. To her late husband, Orson Bean, Mills said, I miss you, baby. Lisa Yamada showed both poise and raw emotion as she accepted her Emmy as Outstanding Emerging Talent. Acting has been my dream since I gained consciousness, and my dreams are coming true right now, she said at the podium. I have so many people to thank before the music comes on. She thanked her boss, executive producer, head writer Brad Bell, and noted that playing Luna was the honor of my life. She also shouted out to Don Diamonds for her constant guidance and fellow nominee Christian Weissman, my bestie, as well as B&B's behind-the-scenes crew. But most importantly, I want to thank my mommy and my daddy, she wept. You sacrificed so much for me to pursue this silly dream of mine. Susan Walters nabbed her first trophy in the Outstanding Supporting Actress on her first nomination for work on The Young and Restless. She first thanked co-stars Peter Bergman and Michael Mahler, her on-screen husband and son, respectively. I would not be here without you, she professed. You are the most generous scene partners that I have ever worked with. She congratulated her fellow nominees and addressing executive producer head writer Josh Griffin said, when you brought Diane Jenkins back to life, you gave me life. Jonathan Jackson was only 12 years old when he took home his first daytime Emmy as GH's Lucky Spencer back in 1995. His win as Outstanding Supporting Actor this year brings his total number of victories to 6, tying him with Heather Tom and Erica Slezak. I'm very humbled to be up here and overwhelmed, he said. He thanked the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost for grace and mercy. His wife, Lisa Voltigaggio, his children, Caleb, Adora, and Titus, his parents, and everyone who's ever said a prayer for me and been there for me in the dark times. With his win as an outstanding lead actor, Paul Telfer became just the third actor from the Days of Our Lives to win the prestigious award. When he reached the stage, Telfer's first thank you was to his wife, Broadway actress Carmen Cusack, who could not attend the ceremony with him because she was busy on stage in the new musical Bull Durham. He thanked his Days family, both in front of and behind the camera, and especially Lindsay Godfrey, noting that she had helped him make his winning performance possible. Getting choked up, he said, the last thing I ever expected was for my 80-year-old father to become a fan of soap operas, and he did. Whereas my mom always loved soaps and she loved villains, she's been gone for over 20 years, and so to win this first on the soap opera playing a villain is really wonderful. So thanks, Mom. Thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.